Yeah, so we work on grizzly bears here in the valley, in the Elk Valley, and then also all across British Columbia.
Okay, and in keeping them safe off the highway, safe from people, how does the project roll out then?
Yeah, so, it's a really positive and collaborative project. I mean, it includes the provincial ministries of highways and, forest lands and natural resource operations, the folks that look after fish and wildlife in the province, and Y2Y and WildSight, and then, myself as a scientist. And the project really kind of looks at the data side, like where are animals going, what are they doing, where do they need to cross the highway, and then sort of the human side, where are humans colliding with animals, and trying to mesh those two and figure out where are the areas that we need to kind of make changes to make the landscape safer for people and for wildlife.
Are some of those changes taking place near Elkford right now then?
A bit south of that, like the main focus for us right now is on the Highway 3 proper, and the focal area at the moment is kind of between the Alberta border and Hosmer, sort of the first stage of our project.
Okay, what will people see there then?
Yeah, so the project is kind of, we think of it as a roadkill reduction or a collision reduction system, and in that, I mean, we're going to basically build a number of either overpasses, the kind that you see in Banff, where animals can go over the road and then cars can go underneath the overpass. And then a number of actually wildlife underpasses that use existing infrastructure. So a bridge, for example, is basically a bridge over a river is essentially a pre-made wildlife underpass. I mean, animals are used to walking along rivers, their natural movement corridors. So we're going to kind of re-landscape some of those bridges, get rid of some of the big rock riprap, and make them more passable for wildlife. So that's kind of how we'll create a system where animals can cross the highway safely. But with that has to come fencing. If we just do that, the animals won't necessarily cross on these structures, and then they'll still get into collisions with people. So we'll basically fence in between those structures, and then we should allow a situation where animals can cross safely under or over the highway, and people should be able to traverse the highway as normal without being in such high collision rates with animals.
I see. So they follow the fence line and then get to the place to cross.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they pick it up really fast and just becomes part of their normal crossing routine. And, animals getting kind of funneled into places are exactly natural in this landscape. I mean, you can imagine just what large barriers the Rockies themselves present to animals, like full rock walls. And they're used to going through little passes, notches in the mountain. I mean, even here in Fernie, we have Lost Boys Pass, which is, at the top of the timber chair and Fernie Alpine. And, animals can't really cross that head wall, but they go over that pass. So it's relatively a normal thing for them in a lot of ways, too.
Very good. Will we see a lot of that in the next couple of years or in the next few months? How quickly can you get on these projects? I know they take time.
Yeah, so the plan is we're going to start on some of these sort of under the bridge, re-landscaping and rejigging that riprap. We're starting that this year, actually. So some of that work should, be rolling out this fall. So folks will see that. And then really it's a five-year kind of program between Hosmer and the Alberta border. So we'll kind of do a few bridges every year. And the overpass is currently in the works for somewhere right around kind of the gas plant area in the Alexander Crossing region. And that we're just working on securing some funding for that. So, yeah, I think people should slowly see it develop over the next 5 years.
Is that somewhat what we're seeing right now with that Lizard Creek Bridge rebuild? I know they're knocking out the corner for traffic, but is there not going to be a walkway under there for animals too?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's kind of a larger vision of our work is that as infrastructure is replaced or highways are twinned, that wildlife are sort of more on the radar as we make these changes. And I think Lizard Creek is a really good example of that. So, we worked with the Ministry of Transport to, incorporate those underpasses as the construction or the changing of a bridge takes place. So that's all done, but there is now going to be an underpass under there. That bridge has been delayed a little bit compared to the proposed timeline. I would say not because of the wildlife part of it. So it's positive. That's going to be one of the structures eventually that has a good wildlife underpass on it.
Good information. I appreciate that this morning, Clayton. I hope we can stay close on this maybe every 2 or 3 weeks or so. Let us know how you're making out. I guess more so in the fall, but as you get your ducks in a row, it'll be interesting to see all this take shape.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I would be happy to do that.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. People, keeping people safe and wildlife connected. Clayton Lamb joining us this morning from Fernie. And your connection is still with UBC, is that right, Clayton?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a wildlife scientist at UBC.